72 degrees at 8:51. It's time to bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It's another favorable day. We don't have too much in the way of precipitation in the heart of the Midwest. Skies are still cloudy, though, near the Ohio River, and that's left over from yesterday's frontal system that moved across the region. Today, we're going to see the sun back out in many areas, and the temperatures are going to respond. We'll get back into some rather warm readings this afternoon. I think the afternoon highs today, tomorrow, and even on Sunday will be in the 80s and some lower 90s across the Midwest. The lower parts of the region are certainly seeing those temperatures near and above 90 degrees, while the readings elsewhere will be mostly in the 80s. It'll be a really decent weekend for crop development in those areas that have received rain recently. And over the past 5 days, we did a really good job in moistening up the soil across the region from Ohio into parts of northern Illinois and parts of east central Iowa. Now, there were definitely some pockets that didn't do so well in there, with less than about 3/10 of an inch of rain in west central Ohio and also from northwestern Indiana to near the Chicago area. But otherwise, that band there picked up on some decent rain, and now that we've got the temperatures working their way back into the 80s and lower 90s, it will be a quick development trend across the region for crops. Further to the north, it's still running a little on the dry side in Michigan. Some other areas in the northwestern Corn Belt running a little dry, like eastern parts of the Dakotas and west central Minnesota. These areas are going to see a full week's worth of net drying, most likely, and so we'll develop a new pocket of concern about this time next week in that part of the Corn Belt. There's also some news out there about the relief coming up for the drier biased areas in the southwestern Corn Belt. This includes parts of Kansas and western central Missouri, some areas in southeastern Nebraska and southwestern Iowa. These areas will all get rain from two or three different little disturbances that will occur between now and this time next week. Some 1 to 3 inch rains will occur in some of that area. So by the time we get to this point next week, many areas in the Midwest will be in better shape, with the exception of that developing dryness in the northwest in those few pockets that I mentioned previously in the eastern parts of the region. The next 7 days do not bring a tremendous amount of rain into Michigan, Indiana, or Ohio. So those pockets that I mentioned in both Ohio and Indiana are probably going to continue to be in a little bit of a drier mode here for a while, and the ground will eventually become too dry in some locations, perhaps. Temperatures, though, don't get too terribly warm after this weekend. In fact, a cooling trend will take place across a big part of the Midwest from north to south. We'll look for temperatures during the middle part of next week, only in the 70s. And perhaps a few lower 80s near the Ohio River. And that'll be cool like that for a good 2 or 3 days. That'll help to give the crops some good rest at night. The nighttime lows will get back into the 50s, and we'll probably even see some upper 40s in the Great Lakes region. And that'll be really good for the start of reproduction. Now, rainfall is going to be limited, like I said, but with the temperatures low, perhaps it won't be such an issue for a lot of locations. So the bottom line is we get relief in the western Corn Belt during the coming 5 days, and everybody else kind of tends to dry down a little bit. As we look a little bit further out to the west in the hard red winter wheat country, the harvest may be disrupted a little bit as we go forward through this next 5 days because of showers and thunderstorms in Nebraska and Kansas. The crop conditions should be okay, though. I think the interruptions won't be so persistent that it causes a big quality decline. So the bottom line, not a bad weekend. I hope everyone enjoys it. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew. Have a great one.
You too.
Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.